Unveiling the Mysteries of the Three Heavens, How Jesus Christ's Sacrifice. When you think of heaven, what's the first image that comes to mind? Perhaps it's a realm of mystical light where angels harmonize in glorious praise, and the streets gleam with gold and silver, adorned with countless precious stones. While these images certainly capture the splendor of heaven, they are merely the tip of the iceberg. The Bible reveals much deeper mysteries about heaven, especially the concept of the three heavens, a truth that not all Christians fully understand. Let's begin a journey of discovery to delve deeper into the three heavens and uncover the hidden truths behind this concept. We will explore how the three heavens not only reflect the glory of God, Jesus Christ, and the Virgin Mary, but also reveal profound layers of divine presence and power in the universe. 1. The first heaven, the visible sky. The first heaven, the sky that we observe daily with our natural eyes, is the most familiar of the three heavens. This realm includes the floating clouds, the deep blue expanse, and the atmosphere where birds take flight. The Bible opens with the statement, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," Genesis 1:1, where the term heavens emphasizes the sky and the vast space above us. This first heaven is not just part of the physical world, but is a vivid testimony to God's creative power and majesty, a constant reminder of His presence and providence. As described in Psalm 19:1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands." The visible sky is not just a backdrop, but a brilliant canvas displaying God's glory. Every sunrise and sunset, every cloud formation, and every starry night tells the story of God's artistry and care for His creation. When we gaze at the sky, it's easy to overlook the wonders it holds. The first heaven is not merely a static scene, but a dynamic expression of God's power. The clouds move in intricate patterns, creating beautiful and sometimes ominous displays. Rainbows appear as symbols of God's promise, reminding us of His covenant with Noah. The stars at night, too numerous to count, echo God's promise to Abraham that his descendants would be as countless as the stars. Each element in this first heaven points us back to God's faithfulness and greatness, reminding us of His wonder and power. 2. The second heaven, the celestial realm. Beyond the familiar sky, we see daily lies the second heaven, a vast and mysterious celestial realm where the sun, moon, stars, and planets reside. This heaven is filled with wonders that have captivated humanity's exploration and admiration for millennia. In the Bible, this realm is often referred to as the heavens, or simply the sky, as described in Genesis 1:14-17. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." The second heaven not only reflects God's glory, but also serves as a cosmic battleground where spiritual warfare takes place. Scripture reveals that this is where angelic and demonic forces clash. Ephesians 6:12 emphasizes, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Therefore, the second heaven is not only a place of light and beauty, but also a domain of conflict and victory. Imagine the grandeur of the second heaven. The sun radiates light and warmth, sustaining life on earth, while the moon governs the tides and illuminates the night through its phases. The stars, distant suns themselves, shine in their constellations, guiding ancient navigators and inspiring countless generations. This heaven testifies to God's infinite wisdom and power, with celestial bodies moving in perfect harmony according to His design. Yet within this celestial order, there is also spiritual conflict. The Bible speaks of the second heaven as the domain where significant spiritual battles occur. In Daniel 10:13, we read about an angel who was delayed by the prince of the Persian kingdom for 21 days until the archangel Michael came to his aid. This passage reveals the presence of powerful spiritual beings opposing God's angels, influencing the course of human history. These conflicts remind us of the spiritual dimension underlying the material world and call us to be steadfast in faith and vigilant in prayer. 3. The third heaven, the dwelling place of God. The third heaven, the highest and holiest of all, is the dwelling place of God. This is the eternal paradise where God's throne is situated and the ultimate destination for the faithful. The Apostle Paul mentions this heaven in 2 Corinthians 12:2-4, where he writes, "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows, and I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell." The third heaven is not only a place of unparalleled beauty and holiness, but also where God's glory shines in its fullest. It is the ultimate sanctuary where saints and angels worship God in perfect unity. Revelation 21:3-4 gives us a glimpse of this heaven. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" Imagine standing at the threshold of the third heaven. The light here is unlike anything seen on earth, a pure and radiant brilliance emanating from God's throne. The air is filled with the sound of angelic choirs, harmonizing in praise of the Almighty. The streets are paved with gold so pure it is like transparent glass, and the walls of the heavenly city are adorned with precious stones, each reflecting God's glory in a spectrum of divine colors. In the third heaven, we will see God face to face. This is where Jesus, our Savior, sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. It is here that the faithful from all ages gather in worship, their voices joining in a symphony of praise. The third heaven is a place of perfect peace and joy, where there is no more sin, suffering, or death. It is the complete fulfillment of all God's promises, the ultimate destination for those who trust in Him. 4. The role of angels in the three heavens. Angels play a crucial role in the three heavens, performing different tasks and functions in each realm. In the first heaven, angels appear as messengers of God, delivering messages and guiding people in their daily lives, as when the angel Gabriel announced the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary, Luke 1:26-38. The second heaven is where angels engage in spiritual warfare, protecting and enforcing God's will against the forces of darkness, such as the Archangel Michael fighting the Prince of Persia, Daniel 10:13. The third heaven, the most holy and glorious, is the realm of worship, where angels continuously praise and serve God, as described in Revelation 5:11-12, where they join together to praise the Lamb with endless power and glory. In addition to these roles, angels also serve as guardians, protecting those who belong to God. Psalm 91:11-12 emphasizes their protection in our daily lives, while Revelation 12:7-9 shows them battling against demonic forces, affirming the power and authority of angels in defeating the forces of darkness. These functions highlight the essential role of angels in each heaven within the divine cosmic order. 5. The Virgin Mary and her place in heaven. The Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, holds a special and sacred place in heaven. In Catholic tradition, she is honored with the title Queen of Heaven, reflecting her unique role in salvation history and her exalted status in the heavenly realm. The Feast of the Assumption, one of the major Catholic celebrations, commemorates the event of her being taken up into heaven, both body and soul, to share in the glory of her Son. Revelation 12:1 beautifully describes Mary's role. "A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head." This imagery not only reflects Mary's purity and holiness, but also signifies her victory over sin and her intimate connection with the divine. As the mother of Jesus, Mary holds a unique position in the heavenly hierarchy. Her obedience and faithfulness to God's will set her apart as a model for all believers. The angel Gabriel's greeting to her in Luke 1:28, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you," highlights her special favor with God. Mary's role as an intercessor for humanity is also significant. Catholics believe that she continues to intercede for us in heaven, bringing our prayers before her Son. With deep compassion and care, Mary remains a bridge between us and God, demonstrating her loving mediation. 6. The importance of prayer and worship. Understanding the three heavens deepens our appreciation for prayer and worship. When we pray, we are not just sending our thoughts to the first and second heavens, but connecting directly with the third heaven, where God listens and responds. The Bible encourages us to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and to worship in spirit and truth, John 4:24. Worship on earth is a foretaste of eternal worship in heaven. Every act of worship we engage in reflects the ongoing praise in the third heaven. Revelation 7:9-10 paints a magnificent picture of worship in heaven. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." When we gather for worship, we are not just participating in a religious ritual, but joining a heavenly symphony that spans the heavens. Our songs of praise resonate with the angels and saints in the third heaven. Our prayers rise like incense before God's throne, Revelation 8:3-4, blending with the worship of the heavenly hosts. This connection between earthly and heavenly worship underscores the great unity of God's people across time and space, making each act of worship part of an endless spiritual communion with the Most High. 7. The final victory and eternal hope. The three heavens reveal not only the divine order of creation, but also the great victory of God over sin and death. The Bible opens up the vision of a new heaven and a new earth, Revelation 21:1, where God will dwell with his people forever. This eternal hope is secured through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who bridged the gap between heaven and earth, making it possible for us to share in his eternal glory. Jesus Christ's resurrection and ascension are pivotal moments that highlight the deep connection between the three heavens. After his resurrection, Jesus ascended to the third heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, Mark 16:19. This ascension not only demonstrates his power and glory, but also assures us that one day we too will be raised and share in the eternal joy of heaven. Revelation 21:3-4 paints a beautiful picture of the glorious future that awaits us. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." This vision of the new creation assures us that all suffering and sorrow will be erased, replaced by eternal joy and complete peace in God's presence. 8. Living in the light of the three heavens. For believers, understanding the three heavens is not just a matter of faith, but a powerful motivation to transform the way we live. Knowing that we are part of a larger cosmic battle should encourage us to stand firm in our faith. Ephesians 6:13-17 emphasizes that we need to put on the full armor of God to stand against the devil's schemes, protecting ourselves from temptations and challenges. Every day we are called to live our lives in a way that reflects the reality of heaven, with our minds set on eternal values, Colossians 3:1-2. The knowledge of the third heaven as our ultimate destination also gives us hope and perseverance. Romans 8:18 reminds us, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." This eternal perspective helps us endure and overcome the trials of this life, with the assurance that a glorious future awaits us. The awareness of the three heavens also calls us to be active in our faith. We are called to be witnesses of God's love and truth, sharing the gospel with others and making disciples of all nations, Matthew 28:19-20. Our understanding of the spiritual battles taking place in the second heaven should motivate us to pray fervently for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6:10. A deep understanding of the three heavens is not just about recognizing the reality of heaven, but also about motivating us to live a meaningful life and positively impact the world around us. 9. Conclusion: the glorious revelation of heaven. Exploring the mysteries of the three heavens, not only expands our understanding of God's greatness, the spiritual warfare we are engaged in, but also illuminates the hope of eternal life. These revelations give us a deeper insight into how to live in faith, hope, and love. As we gaze at the sky, let our hearts be drawn to the beauty of the first heaven, the vast mystery of the second heaven, and the ultimate glory of the third heaven. Let us pray together with reverence and deep gratitude. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the mysteries of the three heavens and the glorious revelation of your word. Help us to live in the light of this knowledge, standing firm in faith, filled with hope, and overflowing with love. Guide us by your Holy Spirit and lead us into all truth. May we one day behold your glory in the third heaven, joining the saints and angels in eternal worship. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Through this understanding, may we draw closer to God, embrace his promises, and look forward with joy to the eternal glory that awaits us in heaven.